This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. A commission in Northampton, Massachusetts, suggested major changes to the city's policing approach. The police chief is pushing back on some parts, but not all, as New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
The Northampton Policing Review Commission, created after last summer's racial justice protests, spent half a year thinking of ways to change the city's reliance on the police. A key premise was the more that armed officers respond to non-criminal matters, from mental health crises to parking disputes, the more likely things can escalate into violence.
My hope is that at a baseline, we'll be able to respond a little bit better to the needs of the most marginalized people in the city.
Dan Kennedy is co-chair of the commission, whose main recommendation was to create a Department of Community Care based on models in other cities. It would oversee a different kind of responder, people trained in mental health, addiction, or homelessness, who would be dispatched for nonviolent calls. Over time, that could mean shrinking the regular police force.
We want an alternative to police, but it's also an alternative to policing as the process.
Definitely, they want to have some calls where officers don't go, and we want that too.
Jody Casper is Northampton's police chief. And while she welcomes civilian responders in some circumstances, she says it can be hard to know, just from the 911 call, what a responder is walking into.
You may call because your loved one is in their room feeling depressed, needs to talk to someone, they won't come out, but like there's no threat. Yes, send clinicians to help that person and get them wherever they need to go. There are other calls where people are holding a knife to their throat or throwing things. And I mean, this is daily, weekly, we have these sorts of calls.
Casper wants alternative responders as additional resources working alongside the police. She's concerned that creating a new department would eventually mean police layoffs, although the commission report does not explicitly recommend that. Casper says if staffing goes below 5 officers per shift, the minimum they have now, that's a problem even if the police end up getting fewer calls overall.
When we have an OUI accident or a bank robbery or a car, whatever we have, you still need the same minimum number of officers. It's because we don't get to lay our calls out in a perfect line and do them one at a time. It's not how it works. In a city, people have an expectation that police can respond.
And she says if the new mental health responders work out of a different building under different supervision, police will have a harder time sharing information and troubled people may never get help. But say a clinician arrives at the police station in the morning.
And someone from the overnight shift says, hey, we dealt with person X last night. We're kind of worried about him. Can you follow up with him today? And they're, oh yeah, sure. And then they are able to do that follow up. There's just so much better communication when you are a unified organization.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to communicate, just like it's hard for the mayor and the city council to communicate in their silos.
Cynthia Suapis is co-chair of the Policing Commission.
But what we get from that is a check and balance.
Dan Kennedy says he's not worried about coordination because 911 dispatchers already have to triage calls between fire, police, and ambulance. He says asking the existing police department to absorb the new unarmed responders is just not a big enough change.
That's the kind of reform that we've had for the past 70 years, and it doesn't necessarily work.
In public testimony, some Northampton residents said they're frightened at the sight of police, even when they're just directing traffic or attending community events. Police Chief Casper says she took those comments to heart. But at the same time, there is a downside to removing police officers from many of the lower stakes jobs they do now.
There is a huge benefit to our staff to go out into the community and have positive interactions with people. And that's part of our own mental health. I mean, if you can imagine just kind of, you know, waiting in the building all day for bad things to happen, you go out and deal with them and you come back and that's your whole job for 30 years. So I am very concerned about the types of candidates we will be recruiting if these dramatic changes happen.
Casper says it's already harder to recruit. She says Northampton police often don't feel valued and they worry about job security. After the city council reduced the police budget by 10% in June, the department cut 5 positions. Since then, Casper says another 7 officers have quit and a few more are planning to. But from the commission's point of view, this is a painful but necessary crossroads for all police departments. Co-chair Cynthia Suapis.
The police profession is going to change dramatically. no matter who wants to apply, if they think they're applying to policing 1.0, it's 2.0, it's 3.0. You know, it's just going to be different.
One thing the commissioners and the police chief agree on is the need for more data to understand how many calls could go to alternate responders, how many police officers are necessary, and how much the changes would cost. Officially, the commission has ended its work, and whether or not their recommendations are put in place is now up to elected city leaders. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.